The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas.
It is recording.
Oh, it's recording. I didn't even notice.
Look, there's a green bar.
What is art?
I don't know, man.
Okay. So, yeah.
My name is Julio Barrera.
My name is Ian Ramirez. But because it's important because...
I don't know, man.
If you think about it, what is art?
Welcome to Let Me Art You a Question. Woo! And if this is it, if you don't know where that is...
That's somewhere in the middle of El Paso.
That sounds interesting. That sounds fun. Hello, fellow people. Welcome to Let Me Art You a Question. This is the podcast in here in EPCC Valle Verde. I am the co-host, Ian Ramirez, and I'm here joined with...
Julio Barrera, and I am also a co-host.
Are a co-host, too. We are co-hosting right now.
How do you exactly. Feel yeah, crazy, right? Yeah, we're just talking to an audience, whoever wants to listen.
Yeah, which you are open to. Thank you for listening to us, for taking your... I don't know how long this episode is going to be. Like, what?
An hour,
pretty much. An hour?
Hopefully, if you have the time for it, just probably... You're probably cooking or... Or probably doing something at your house, or just, maybe just listening to something while you work.
Yeah, just driving. You just can listen to us, you know, just a conversation, you know, so you don't feel lonely.
Yeah.
You can feel with us, you know. And we can talk about art, so we can all learn a thing or two about art.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just like one of the biggest ideas about this podcast, that we can enjoy art and talk our feelings about art, because art is a very important thing. So, if we're going to start a podcast about art, we should start with the biggest question that everyone will ask is, what is art? So, Julio, I want to ask you, like, I want to art you a question. What is art?
Okay, so I pull out the definition here on Google because Google has the answers to everything. And it defines art as an expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form, such as painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for the beauty or emotional power. However, I do not agree with this part of it that says it's typically a visual form, because, like, to be fair, you're asking me the question of what is art.
Yeah,
I feel like that could be a big broad question.
I mean, it is, and that's like why we're doing this, so we can understand, or can our audience understand, what kind of point of view we're gonna look at this, you know, because maybe our point of art is different from everyone else. So I think so that the definition of art should be like the expression of an emotion through something, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe when I sing, maybe I feel happy, maybe I feel sad, but that's a part of art, you know? Because singing is really artsy, you know?
Yeah, and like, I mean, to be fair, what isn't art? Because, like, here, it's telling you it's an expression or application that invokes beauty or an emotional power, and I feel like that pretty much concise as art. But that makes it, like, a big, broad topic. For example, would you consider to be this table art? Would you consider to be the whole skill set, for example, making a door, making a poster, even filling a water bottle? Would that be considered art?
Well, how I was thinking is that, yes, this table can be considered art because it wasn't a person who drew it 100 times to say which one is better. But if somebody does something that they just do it because it's their job, in a way, I don't think so it can be considered art, but just like a design, you know? Because artists, yeah, well, they work by doing art, but they show their, you know, expression on it, you know? But they show that, oh, this is what I feel about society right now, you know? And they can sell it, you know, for a lot of money. But another thing is that I think so, like, designing, it should be... Like, it is like art, but it has no really emotional feeling. It has more like a necessary, you know, thing. Like, we need this building to be this tall, and then this building needs to look nice. So how you approach that has to be like a design point of view and not like in a artistic way, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like there's a difference between the topic of art and design, even though they're kind of in the same space, because... You might design something and you have your own set of skills. You brainstorming something and then you actually come and make it into a reality. Mm-hmm. As for the feeling of art, you're actually trying to invoke a feeling. You're trying to either it be political, your own personal view, or something that you're really passionate about. I feel like there is a slight difference between having to design something because you want, either want to or because you have to, rather than to make art.
So that should be what art cannot be, you know? Like, it cannot be just you do something just because, you know? It has to be a reason behind it. Like, it has to be a reason why you draw this, I guess, landscape, right? What is the meaning of, like, this landscape? So I think a design, it's not like us trying to put down like a designing, because designing is a very important part of living. It's just that it can be considered art, but it doesn't need, but like sometimes when it's something simple or something that it doesn't need to be looked like in an artistic way, you know? Because there's buildings, right? Mm-hmm. Those buildings need to be drawn by 10 people to say which one is better. It has to be someone who like has to make curves so it looks nice and clean, right? But the thing is that can be considered art, but that can be also considered just like a necessary, you know? When you go outside the like standards, you know, because a building, what is it? Just like a rectangle, a 3D rectangle, and boom, there you go, right? But if you go outside that limit and try to make it different, that is when it changes from just like a design to like an art, or else, you know, like an artistic design, you know? Like, that is how art goes. It's something that we can all see it, like, so, like, we can all paint and everything, right? But like, when you twist it with something else, like, it can be, like, an emotion, like, it can be, like, an event, you know? So I can draw, like, a square, right? And I can be like, okay, that's a square. But, like, if I twist it to something that fills it in with something that I feel, like, maybe I feel like I'm trapped. So I pull lines, like, on it, so it feels like I'm, like it's, like, a gel. So now it has feeling.
Yeah, okay, but let me, okay, you make it an interesting point, however, I want to ask you, and also, that it's considered part of the topic, who decides what art is? Because if you think about it, you walk into an art gallery, and then you see a red painting with stars in the middle, you see them white dots. Mm-hmm. You're looking at a piece, and then you're also with your friend. You're looking at the piece and I'm like, oh my goodness, I love this. I love the sky. I feel it brings me an emotion of love. However, your friend next to you, he sees red and you're like, oh my goodness, I hate it. It brings me a feeling of anger. Mm-hmm. And then you see the white dots on the stars. And then you feel like, oh, those are emotional to me because I like to see the bright sky. I like to see the starry nights. And then your friend over it sees how he sees in a more political view, saying like, "Oh, all these stars represent something that is wrong with the world, global warming that allows you to see better, clearer skies or something like that makes it political." Yeah. And then you to fill out the argument, you look online and you see the artist just made it out of their favorite color. They didn't put much thoughts of it, like, "Oh, I just made this painting when I was a 3-year-old, and now I'm replicating it now." And seeing that I improve my skills, and that the little stars aren't the little dots in the sky are not even stars; they are little fairies that I like to draw on the ceiling.
Well, I'm not like artist, honestly, but when like one artist does a painting or a drawing or you know whatever the artist does, and it is like in a gallery. His job is done. There's no explaining that he needs to do. He just show it off, and people would see what it is, you know? Like that is good that one art can express a lot of things, you know? Because it can be flexible, you know? When, like, an artist posts their like, picture on it, or, like, their, you know, painting and everything, his job is done, you know? They can ask him questions, how he feels, and he can answer it, but his job is done. Let's say you go to L.A. And then like, you see these buildings and graffiti, right? And you don't know what the graffiti is, but you see people in there. Cause you see maybe like a mixed culture because, you know, like in L.A. it's a mix of like, you know, Americans, Mexicans, Chinese and everything, you know, because they're trying to make like their lives there, right? And you can only see and be like, oh, those are nice drawings of people. Or you can see like, oh, this is like L.A. This is what it represents, you know? And that is how, like, the artist is doing a good job. Because instead of doing one thing and just showing it off, it's showing you something that you will see it and think about it, you know? And that shows how we are not all the same, you know? Because you said that you may see it, oh, this looks like the star, I feel love. and maybe somebody will feel like political about it. And that's good because it shows what kind of person you are. You know, it shows like who you are. Like, have you seen like those like ink tests? Like you know, there's this block of, so like how do they do like in, I guess it's psychology, is they do like a little black shape and they show you just like, oh, what do you think about this? And it can be like a butterfly, or it can be like a woman, you know?
Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah, those like ink, I think so, but they call in blocks, like I'm not sure, but yeah, they show you.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't know what they're called either.
Yeah, but like, but they show you this, and they like, it depends what way you answer, like what kind of person you are, you know. So I think so. That's art too. That it depends how you answer it. It shows how you are, you know.
Yeah, art is very interpretive. I do agree that, for example, someone will see something and they interpret it differently rather than what you intended it to be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I feel like there's that whole aspect.
Like I think so. Like the biggest, like, way that I can tell you that is, I have a favorite artist. I forgot, like, its name because I feel sad about it. I forgot it, but it's the same guy who did, like, the banana, like on tape, right? So when I first saw it, I was very confused about it because I was like, really? This is how art has gone, right, far. A guy just put tape on it, you put it in, and that costs, like, $2 million, right? But then I read the title, and its title was Comedy. And I was like, yes, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
See, like, you laugh about it because it's funny that a person bought it for $2 million.
And then ate it.
And but the guy who ate it was just, like, another artist who was trying to do, like, a...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, he was just, like, so he thought that he was doing art, too, which I say BS. He was just trying to take, like this, like, spotlight, you know? Because I think that somebody there was like, hey, that like it would be funny if somebody just scared and just eats it, right? And then he was like, yeah, let's do that, and he did it. But I thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense, you know. When I read it, I was so like, yes, this is what it should represent, you know. It should represent how art is stupid right now. It just represents how humans have gone about how funny things are, you know? Because think about it. If I was rich, I would 100% buy it.
Well, you know what? I think you proposed an interesting topic about how the culture shifts to appreciate art differently. Because if you go back to the time where, for example, Van Gogh was still alive and he made his paintings weren't really appreciated at the time. They were very much hated. But nowadays, you see a Van Gogh, and I personally love Van Gogh, but I see a Van Gogh, and I see beauty in it. I see the pure talent, the effort that he did through every single stroke of painting with a single brush. And I feel like throughout different times and different ages, different eras, people appreciate art differently. I feel like that goes well into context with the whole aspect of what is art. For example, now in today's, for example, memes. I mean, yeah. In a way, memes are considered a form of art. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they wouldn't be considered art as well. So it's like a double-edged sword.
Memes cannot, maybe they... Was it because we're early into it, so we cannot call it art already? Because maybe back in the day, but they didn't call Van Gogh art because they didn't know, right? So it's like the same story here. We don't 100 for sure know that it will become art, but I'm hoping that it will become art because it does represent our culture, like, you know, like in like when like the internet was first made and everything. How our memes were about like reactions, like the troll face and like, you know, those, you know, and those were like funny. But now we have gone into the future, quotes, in like the future, just 20 years, and memes has changed from just like a little like just like a like expression to like a whole image, like a whole either, you know, person, like a whole event, you know. And there's top text and bottom text, you know, and that represents our culture, you know, or like the early 21st century, like we just did memes, and people enjoy it, and it can be flexible. Memes can be for everyone. Like it can be from us, young adults or old teenagers. Like I don't know what you wanna call us, or it can be for someone who is older, like, you know, who can see a meme who is like, oh, I went to the store and this lady did this. Oh, funny, you know?
Yeah, but, like, it's very contextual to their own time.
Own time, and then their own kind of group, you know? Because it cannot be for everyone. Because maybe I can see a meme about cars and I'll be like, okay, I don't get it, you know? But memes can be for everyone, you know? Memes can be related to everyone. And I think memes should be a part of maybe art, but mostly history too, because that's how a lot of things happen, you know, like the 51 raid, you know, there was just a meme and it became not a really reality, but it became like an event that we can talk about it. Like, this is how powerful memes were back in the day.
Yeah, part of history. I mean, part of days. Like, we're still in it, in the era of memes.
Yeah, and like in the era of memes. I hope the memes will never end, because that connects like everyone, you know, like I can talk to my dad and be like, hey, have you seen this meme? And then, you know, he will say, oh yeah.
Memes are part of the internet culture. They're gonna be alive as long as internet is still alive, which is, I mean, to be fair, it's, I don't see an end date to the internet anytime soon.
I hope not.
But I feel like I agree with the whole aspect of history changing and changing our depictions of the whole aspect of what is art.
Let's talk about culinary art, food, because I like food. As you can see, I like food.
Yeah, I like food too.
Do you like food too, right?
Yeah, food is good.
Do you like to cook?
I recently learned how to do some pastries, such as macaroons, which is really fun.
Oh, that sounds... Wait, macaroons?
Yeah, macaroons. You know, little cookies with the fillings, kind of like Oreos, but they're really squishy. Oh,
yeah, those little things. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you're doing that, do you feel something, like happiness, sadness?
Well...
Sad macaroons.
I feel like I need to be energetic for them, because they need to... They are very meticulous when you make them. And I feel like that poses an interesting idea of what is... of the whole topic. Mm-hmm. Because I do agree. I feel like culinary... There is the title of culinary art. It is, in a way, an art medium. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody can make them. You have to learn a lot of things, such as how spices work, how different ingredients work with each other, and I feel like it's a matter of skill when it comes down to cooking.
Well, culinary arts does who have feelings sometimes. Well, let's say I remember my grandma when she ate her vanilla with orange cream like on it, right? So like when I do eat it, I feel about her, right? But the thing about skill in culinary arts, I can say that's true. But that can be due to any kind of art, too. Let's say drawing. Like, anyone can pick up a pencil and do scribbles, you know? Yeah, it's possible. But the thing is that it takes, like, an artist to show that the scribbles means more than just a line, you know? So anyone can cook, like, an omelette, right? Like, I can cook an omelette, just whip eggs, put cheese on it, boom, done, right? But it takes a chef to make a good, like, omelette who would think about this omelette, who, like, oh, you know what? Let's put some spices like on it. Or let's put some vegetables on it, you know? So culinary arts may not look that important because anyone can do it. But that's the same thing as any media, you know? And like anyone can just record a podcast like right now, you know? But it takes time and effort. And then just anyone can do like a song. It takes time and effort. And some people are better doing it, you know? Some better doing it, writing songs, writing poems, doing drawings, you know?
I feel like there's... the whole aspect of skill and talent to talk about. For example, someone might be good at doing something like out of their raw nature, and then someone have years of development into their particular set of skills, and then they are like pretty much masters at it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that plays in a way judgment into how art could be considered art.
Do you believe in raw talent? Like, do you believe someone was like as a baby, 10-year-old, and can draw really good?
I've seen it happen, actually. One of my old friends from high school, he had this way of drawing that I've really never seen before. Honestly, he told me that he picked up the brush and did an acrylic painting, and all of a sudden, like, he comes up with his masterpiece, and I feel like that's talent. Because I knew that at that time, I couldn't be able to make something that good. But at the same time, I know that if I put my set amount of skills, there's this saying when the turtle beats the hare, right?
Yeah.
Time and effort will eventually lead the way,
mm-hmm.
until skills comes to play. I don't think that's how the saying goes.
It sounds like it, but I don't think that's how it goes. But it shows.
Oh, low and steady wins the race until effort and skill comes in the way.
There you go. Yeah, that was it. So, the thing about raw talent that I believe that this could be seen as stories or like as any entertainment that you can see. When you saw raw talent, it's not really that enjoyable to see, you know? Because there's no hype about it. There is no hype of you going from good to gooder, you know? It's like from, like, you're like in a good point to start, right? And from there to make it, to make your artwork better, it's kind of hard.
Well,
right?
I mean, I wouldn't call it hype. I would call it drive. Mm. Because, like, you are driven to become better. Raw talent is really good only to a certain point. And then you have to develop your own skills because somebody might have the same talent or might not have any talent at all, but they have their own skills, they have their knowledge, and they know how to use their skills to make something great. As to compare it with your own talent, like, wait a minute, I want to do something better. I want to drive myself to be that good.
Okay. But it's because how I think about rare talent is that, okay, well, the drive, right? The drive to become better, it's kind of harsh because you're good already, right? So, like, to become better, it'll be harder and harder. But for those that don't have a lot of skill, they will eventually learn and learn more. And this drive will increase their, like, excitement to do more stuff, you know? Raw talent can be affected as a bad thing in many cases. But
yeah, double-edged sword.
Yeah, but if you know how to control it and how to deal with it, it can be, like, a good tool. But if you don't know how to control it, like it can just go down. You know, it can be like it went from you be doing a good job to you just stressing out because you don't know how to do something perfect, right? But if someone else starts from low and starts doing good and just upgrading, he can feel more like he convinced that he can do better and better. And well, like that's what I believe about raw talent is that. It is bad if you don't know how to control it. It's just like anger, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but not like anger. I feel like it is a tool, like you said. It is a jump start. Like, oh, I'm good at this. I might as well continue it. Or like, oh, I'm good at this, but I want to do something better. I want to do something else. I don't care about this. I have a talent for it, but I want to develop my skills into something else.
Okay. Well, then I think that would be a good approach, you know? It shows that you want to do more instead of just being one... I don't know how you say it. One talent pony, I think so.
A one talent pony.
Yeah.
And a one show pony.
There you go. A one show pony. If you want to do more than that, so I would like respect that if you're like talented in like into something, but you want to do approach like another idea or something like that. That'll be cool. Okay. So let's talk about something that is art related. Let's just talk about a sculpture. So what do you think about that? I think the sculpture is hard, though, you know?
It is surprisingly hard. I tried my hands at... Hold on.
I tried my hands. I like that, because you're, like, doing it with your hands. Nice.
sorry.
It's good.
Dry throat. But I tried my hands at...
Play-Doh?
No, not, it's not Play-Doh.
Oh, I don't know.
I tried my hands at clay.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried my hands with clay, and I also tried metalwork, and I tried papier-mâché. I like all of it, but it's really time-consuming, and... You can be very meticulous. I tend to be very meticulous with my work. But I feel like there's a different experience to all those mediums. Because with clay, you are really, really hand-driven. You can use your tools. It's very malleable. As for metal, it's a very hard material. And you have to heat it up to melt it. You have to heat it up to mold it. Or you can do what is called dry folding.
Dry folding?
I think it's called dry folding or something like that.
When you just fold it. Like it's cold, you just fold it like,
yeah,
like
you,
that?
Yeah, you just use like particular tools to mend it or to shift its shape.
Oh, that sounds hard.
It is really hard. And then I tried my hand at paper mache, and that takes forever because you have to wait for the glue to dry, and then you have to wait for it to paint, and then you also have to come up with the shape. It's really interesting, the medium of sculpture.
For like sculpture, there's a lot, like there's rock and everything. But I think so material that hasn't been used a lot that I wish it could be used. I want to just regular paper. Just 8.5 by 11 and just do like, you know, use that, you know? Because I was thinking about this art piece that I'm like that I might do, because I was doing this when I was in high school. I grabbed like a big sheet of paper and do like a boat. So I grabbed the same sheet of paper half and did a boat, and then like and then half again, and then I went so small that it felt like in my fit here, like in my I guess
you put your thumb.
Yeah, like yeah, just here. That's how small I got it. And I was thinking about doing it again, because I was like, that sounds exciting, you know, make it something small to small to small to small. And then, I just thought about it, like, why hasn't nobody done something like, just like, you know, like a paper, you know, just regular paper, try to do something, do like fold it, anything like that, you know?
Well, that's the whole aspect of origami about, origami is crazy, man. Like, there's like this people that know how to fold, like they're masters of the craft. They know how to fold it, then they actually make it look like an actual animal, and it's very, very geometrical. But it's crazy how they make it and how intricate they can make their own shapes.
I wish there was someone out there who can do more, you know, because we all know how to do like the little, you know, bird, you know, if I say anything.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that know how to make it. It's just you gotta find the masters, like I said.
I haven't found them, but I will find them, because I think so. Okay, we need more art of that, you know, because there's a lot of, like, you know, like how you say clay, there's a lot of, you know, metal and stuff like that. But I want something new, you know, like I want something that no one would have thought about it, you know, like for like a sculpture. Like, I think so, like a sculpture is like the same thing over and over again. It's just like a different, well, it's like, it's so hard. Like I'm not a fan of like I don't know, like sculpture.
Well, everybody wants to be something new, right? Everybody wants to be like somebody else, but I feel like you shouldn't be trying to be someone else. You should try to be the best of you. I feel like, in a way, that if you want to make art, you shouldn't really be aspiring to be like someone else. You should, like, get inspiration from somebody else. Like, oh, I want to be like them. But you shouldn't really be like them. You should be yourself. And that's whack to think about.
So, art to be yourself, right? Do you think that's hard now? Like, in this year?
Well, no, in this year, I feel like
in this century, then
in this era, I feel like there's a lot of new things coming out along, but as well, like with time comes change, change is nature, like my favorite rat would say. But yeah, change is nature, and I feel
sorry. It's okay. Well, the thing how I feel is that art has gone so far. Like, it's been since like the cavemen do it, you know, with the fingers. It's kind of hard to do something new, because somebody has already done it, you know. I feel like that's why there's this banana tape, because nobody thought about that, you know. But now, after that, what's gonna be like the next thing, you know? That is what I'm feeling like. Like, you know, what's the next thing about art?
I feel like that goes into like this, I think, contemporary concept of art. How saying, oh, I did this, and it's okay because I made it, and nobody thought of it. I did it myself, like. And then people look at it like, I could have made that myself. Why do you call this art? You're like, well, you thought of it, but I made it. You see what I'm getting at?
You thought, but I made it? Like,
what do you mean? You look at an art piece and it's like, oh, I could have made that easy. Why is it selling for so much money? Mm-hmm. And then you think about it like, the artist thought of it first. He made it into a concept, and then he drew it. He designed it. He developed the idea. Therefore, the whole aspect of it being, oh, I could have thought about it, but you didn't. You didn't make it. He did, or she did, or they did. I don't know.
That kind of makes sense, yeah. Because remember, well, like, the same guy who did like the banana tape, he did a toilet seat, right? Like a whole thing, right? Like a toilet, all over like out of gold. All over like out of gold. And that can mean like, well, like if I have all the time.
If I have the time and money.
Yeah, I could have done it, but like, you didn't. So it's true. I think so. That's like the next approach to art, that it will be like that. It will be like trying to think about something.
Outsmart one each other.
Yeah, just trying to outsmart. Like, just think about something and nobody would thought about it. And then I think so, that's hard now. You know, it's hard because there's a lot of people sharing like ideas now with like the like internet and everything. Like, everyone can just share like an idea like online and everything, you know? So, but the thing is that now that there's so many, I guess, ways to share your ideas, right? Do you think art one day will go down? And then, like, now, like, instead of being art, like, it could be, like, something else to share, like, ideas. Because now, like, maybe back in the day, it wasn't good to talk about your feelings. So, like, but they did art, right? But now, because it's so open to everyone, like, you know, internet, social media, and stuff like that. Do you think art will disappear one day?
I don't think that art will disappear one day. I feel like art will always evolve with time. And if you really think about it, you cannot define art. Mm-hmm. Art defines itself. Because you look at something and you're like, that's art. And then you look at something else, that's not art. But that is very, not judgmental. I'd be like very
perceptive.
Perceptive, yeah. Because like everybody has their own ideas of what is art. You know, we're just putting ideas out there because, you know, podcast.
So, can art be, like infinite, I guess?
You know, I feel like art is infinite, yeah.
Damn, that's kind of...
That is deep.
That is deep, and also, like it feels good, you know? Because, like, if you do art, you feel special, too. Because it's, like, your art is one out of, like, thousands and millions, you know? You kind of feel special, like if you do art by your own time and everything... feels more special because you're just sharing like an idea, and this idea, I think so art can also be like humans. It's hard to redo it in art.
I feel like the whole experience of life is in a way art because, for example, you make a painting, mm-hmm. and you had your own thoughts, your own ideas, and next thing you know, you die.
Yeah,
you die, and then yeah, it happens. But then nobody else will be able to replicate the art that you made. It was your own idea, and it was developed by you, which reminds me of this other topic recently. And one of my favorite artists passed away, and it's sad because I won't be able to experience new art from them. And it's the whole idea of it, like, wow, their art is limited, but it also transcends their lifetime. I think the idea of it, it's pretty... I mean, in a way, romantic, how it pulls on your heartstrings to appreciate art.
I think, now that you said that, it kind of sounds sad, you know, because when, like, an artist dies, you will never know what was going to be by the next piece that he does, you know? Like, let's say if, like, Van Gogh was to survive 10 more years, right? Maybe his art would have gone down, and we don't know. Or maybe his art would have gone up, and we don't know, you know? It's just kind of scary and sad that when somebody dies, you will never think, like, what will happen, or, like, what was but the next single, or, you know, like, what was going to be but, like, the next painting, you know? It's sad to think about that, you know?
Yeah.
Because they have plans, you know? Because they were not planning to, like, die, like, in the time that they die, right? So, but they have plans for, like another piece, and we would never know, you know? It sounds kind of interesting if you can maybe meet them one last time and be like, hey, what was your last piece about? And then, to explain it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's the beauty of it, because, I mean, the art is very individual. Because one person will not be able to make the same art as somebody else. They might try to replicate it, but they won't be having the same idea. Every person is... different in their own aspect of thinking as well. Even on this podcast, like you and me, we both think differently, but we are so alike. We tend to talk about art.
Yeah, we talk about art. We just talk about how days have come. Maybe so we can talk about, like, you know, memes and talk about, like, stuff like that. But we also are not but the same, you know. We can think almost like alike, but we never think but the same. And that could mean that us as a person can also be art, you know? Yeah. Like, your life is art. And then maybe we are art right now.
We are art. I do. I am art.
This is so deep.
It has, yeah, it is pretty. Cut that out, please.
What do you mean? No, it's no. Good. No, it's because.
Fine, cut out the part where I said cut it out.
No, but it's really good to think about it because it will make you more enjoy yourself, you know? Because look at you. You are art. Like it, like somebody like designed you.
Well, your mom
designed you.
I mean, if you really think about it, like whether it be memes, whether it be culinary arts, whether it be sculpting, art does transcend time. It'll outlive us. I feel like art will be emotions, will be behaviors, will be ideas, will be culture. Art means many different things.
And then you're right about that. That maybe some art. Like, 1,000 years back then, now has come back, and we see it. And those, like, artists never thought they were going to see it, you know? Maybe one of your, like, drawings, what we found, like, in the rumbus of, like, I don't know, like, the apocalypse, right? Mm-hmm. And that will be framed and hang out, like, in some, like, I don't know, like, in the art museum and everything. And they're like, you don't ever know, you know? So it's like another thing that, one important thing that you should think of doing it, like if you listen to this podcast, is just do art like in your free time. Just do like a little sketch. Just do a little, like, you know, little write a poem or something. Because you'll never know, either pass away or like when time passes, that little thing that you drew or draw or write can explain your whole life, you know? Like, it's just beautiful how art can be passed down from time to time, you know? And we don't know.
Yeah. I feel that art makes you feel. It's a very human thing to do. Because I've seen animals do paintings, and it conveys a feeling, what they're feeling, what they're thinking. For example, the elephant that made a painting, the...
Oh, yeah. That's
with her cool. Trunk. Yeah. And then you'll see how, in a way, they think. It not only transcends us humans, it transcends the whole aspect of life. I feel art is life. Life is art.
We find but like the answer of what is art in this podcast.
I feel like we just found the answer of what is art. But now we need to find the answer to what is life.
Well, that's going to be on like another podcast we're going to do. I feel comfortable ending this, you know, thing that we talk about. I feel like we did raise our point that art is important for life, and art can be done by everyone. And art should be done for not just you or for your friends or anything, but like for the future of the history of like your own. I think so we should end it. I feel comfortable ending it like this.
And it also, it looks like we just hit the time mark.
Oh, look at that.
How fun, right? Yeah. Thank you for joining us on this first episode of the Let Me Ask You a Question.
Hopefully you enjoy this time as much as we enjoy it.
My name is Julio Barrera.
My name is Ian Ramirez. Have a nice day, have fun, and be safe. And we'll see you the next one. Peace. YouTuber. Peace out. Subscribe. Like and subscribe. The notification bell. Favorite. Share it on Facebook and MySpace. Yeah. Dude, we went deep.
We did went like high.
Yeah. 5.